Let us just start from the memra of Shmuel, and Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Amar Shmuel Gav Shorei Va'ovid Shomei Meraglayim Muter Loitzin La'ashpe. A person is permitted to take them out La'ashpe of Kovod Abriyitz, Shumar Ziroi Noisein Boimayim Umar Ziroi. And he wants to bring it back, so it's Noisein Boimayim Umar Ziroi. So we had mentioned yesterday, Mabetzim Rishonim Eska Kashe, it would seem the lumbus of Marziroi, that Noisim by Mayim, is like, so the graph becomes a tuffle to the Mayim, just like we have by a mace, Noisim Olof Kikevetinik. So the Rishonim Eska Kashe, that this ether of Kikevetinik helped only by a mace. You don't say this by any other mukze. So since the graph is a graph, it's the Mishnah Berurah says it's like eitzim vavonim, it's a double mos, so why does Mayim help? So there are two mahalchim, which we had mentioned yesterday. One mahalch is, the Ro'or says, en chanami take, in lomdus it doesn't help. The Mayim won't help it. The only one matir a mukze of a mace, either kikavitinik. But here they said that you should put mayim in it, even though in lomdus it does kachitiru, it's mukze, they were matir only if there's mayim in it. But not in lomdus it's oiskehalten. That's what the Ro'or says. We mentioned yesterday, told the Shaki once the same Rashi, that Rashi calls it Mukta Machmas Mias, by Mitzvah Lalocha we paskin like Rab Shimon, the Mukta Machmas Mias Pechlal is in Mukta. No, it's only a Mukta Lechumra over here. So it's a Mukta Lechumra, so they were Mekel Ayyadei Mayim. So it's now Kashif a Mace. Mace is real Mukta, so only by Mace they were Matar Ayyadei Kika Vatinik. But this is not a true Mukta. So these are two Mahalchim Atalim Shat. So now we'll see a little further. So those who heard this memra of Shmuel, so they were under the impression that Shmuel was only matar a grav shel rei, that means you cannot take out the rei biyodayim. It's only can be taken out al yedei the grav. So if there was, the grav is a keli, so then you can take out the tzoya al yedei the keli. But when they ask my life, so here we also have the same problem. Memson the Chazanish and Simon Memchesif Cotton Yud wants to bring a raya from this, that Memson it has a Teres Kaili. So it has a Teres Kaili, so then we understand the Havamin of the Gemara. If it doesn't have a Teres Kaili, if the graph is also like Eitzim Babonim, there's a difference if you're taking out the rei, you're taking out the rei with the graph. That's the Chazanish's Taina. That would be very much like Rashi. And we mentioned the Tilde Shakim. It's not a Pekel to Chazanish as a Teres Keili. No, the Rabbonim Achroinim HaMachmer given. But you say there is a Teres Keili. The Ra'ol HaMaisa says over here, it's also on a Cheshbon. Batsim the graph is eichet mukze. No, that's kachi tiru loy. A kapodim that was the havamin of the Gemara that they were not matter tiltul. They were not matter tiltul orei behedye. No, the tiltul rei is be adei agraf. So the Gemara says, Toshma, I'll bring you a rei in it azoi. The hu achbarte, there was a achbar, a rat, dishtaker bei asfaramki deravashi. They found a dead rat by the beis apsomim of Ravashi. Amul Ravashi nokte bitzutzise va'afkuet. So Ravashi told them you can take it by the tail and take it out. So you see klo from Ravashi that a graf shel rei, you can hold it by your dayim. He didn't tell them to put it into a keli. Can hold it, you can be made see it by tiltul be yadayim. Let us see Rashi. Sover minei midishmul ho yusvurim atalmidim the davki graf noket. Agav mone, since I'm carrying the keli, shayla taltul asarei. I'm not carrying the rei behedye. אבל די עצמי ליטל שרי דבר מויס ממש ביודו ויציאנו, לא שורי לי, באספרם כי בסומים בצוציסו בזנוב. זוג דמישנה ויתר, כל שחיובם אולוב משום שבוץ, everything that is a chiyuv mishum shvus, mishum reshus, mishum mitzvah b'shabbos, that these things are osur in Shabbos, we'll see shvus means something that is no lichluch shal mitzvah, it's pure iser. Reshus is a mitzvah she'ena gemure, not a real mitzvah, and mitzvah means a real mitzvah, and all these things, if they chazal asa them in Shabbos, Chayovin Olov Biyontiv. Now, let us see Rashi. Kol shechayiv olov midivrei soifrim sheloi la soisoi b'shabes mishum shvus oi mishum reshus. What does reshus mean? Sheyesh boi k'tas mitzvah avoloi mitzvah g'doyle v'korev li yistov reshus. It's similar to advar reshus. ויש בו איסר מדברי סייפם, חזל עשה דס אוסו, אוי מישהו מצווה, אוי שיש בו מצווה ממש, ואוסרו חכמים לעשוי סי בשבץ, חיובין אולוב שלוי לעשוי סי ביונטב, so you're not permitted to do it in יונטב אוסו. Now, the lotion of the Mishnah is very unclear. כל שחיובין אולוב, as she says, שלוי לעשייסי מדברי סייפר משלוי לעשייסי בשבס so what's the חיובים אולוב so רשי לידן דלושן הרמב"ם מפיר שמשנאי says that חיובים אולוב means that is a חייב שוויסה רמב"ם שטלסו תתישבויס that means these איסורים the יסויד of these איסורים is it's a חייב שוויסה like we have a surim le'oilin, le'roichvin, so it's not stamazay and iser, it's this achiyuv lishbois mimaisim elu, this achiyuv shvise, so the loshen chayovim olav mishum shvus means this achiyuv to be shavis from this, that taxomir is pshat in the loshen. Why they use such a loshen, I don't know, but perhaps there's an akuda here. Perhaps an akuda that these yisurim are the yisuri darabonon are also chiyuvei shvise. That means mitzvahs of Shabbos and Yontav. A person is mechuyev to be shoyves from Malachi. So when Chazal added these inyonim, so it's a chiyuv, well, she be shoyves not only from Malachis, she be shoyves from these in Yonim also. But it's a din shvise. It could be the din shvise makes that it has a choymer of Shabbos on it. If it's be Samazay and Issa, could be, there wouldn't be a choymer of Shabbos on it. I just know, I don't know if this is true what I'm going to say now, but the Chassam Sofer, in the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, the beginning of Masechta Shabbos starts off with a Mishnah, that there's an Oni and a Balabos, and the Oni is collecting Tzedokah, and he's standing in the Rishus HaRabim, the Balabos is in the Rishus HaYochid, and there the Mishnah explains there are Tziyurim that the Oni will be Chayev Achatas, the Balabos will be Chayev Achatas. And the Teisvus Yontif says, why did the Mishnah start off with such a story, an Oni and a Balabos? So the Teisvus Yontif says that he wants to tell us that even though the Balabos wants to be Mekai Mitzvah Sedoke, there's an Oni coming around with a Keli, he wants to be Mekai Mitzvah Sedoke, and then he was Mechallel Shabbos. He made an Akir and an Oche. So I would think he should be Potter from Achatos because it's Tor B'dvar Mitzvah V'osa Mitzvah. I mean, the whole Chillul Shabbos came about because he wanted to do a Mitzvah of Tzedakah. We ended up by being Machal Shabbos, so Lachay Shevi Potter from Machatos. So the Mishnah is telling us that, even though this is the case, that there's an Oni here, Afal Pikein is Chay Machatos. So the Chsam Seifer asks there, why is he Takeh? It's a beautiful Chayshman Takeh. The Balabos, he sees an Araman outside with a Keli, and he wants to put into the Keli, he wants to do the mitzvah of Tzedakah, and the Nebuchi was Machal Shabbos, it's Takeh to Abedvah Mitzvah. So the Chsam Seifer says something there very interesting. He says that this Oni, he was walking around in Shabbos with a keli. Now, how was he doing this? He's standing in the Rishus HaRabim. So the Chsam Seifer says, a fellow will say that he had good intentions. He wanted to be a Machalo Shabbos with in the Isra Darabonan. He carried Pochas Midal Adamas. He didn't have any intentions to be a Daraisa to be a Machalo Shabbos. Want him Michalo Shabbos midarabonim? He'll carry poches midaladamis when he'll come to the tzedakah. So he'll be an oiker and he'll be a meniach. He had all oisker cheshbend. So the Chsam Seifer says, such an oraman that's Michalo Shabbos midarabonim. There's no mitzvah to give tzedakah to him. There's no mitzvah lach yosei. So that is why the balabos. Is chayv achatos because it's tobit var mitzvah v'loy osa mitzvah. So the Chsam Seifer says a merit dikazach that a person who's a machalo Shabbos in the Rabbanon, there's no mitzvah lach yoyse. It could be, I don't know if this is true, that this is only because the Yisurid Rabbanon were also dinei shvise. So there's the chaymer of Shabbos. Kol shechayovno mishum shvois, that there's a chiv take of the, just like you believe to be shayvis v'lamet as meloches, you're mechiv to be shayvis from these anhoges, but it's a chiv shvise, chayom olov mishum shvois. Ve'eilei mishum shvus, now the Mishnah continues, these are the things which Chazal asad in yontev mishum shvus. Ve'eilem be'ilon, ve'eroichven agabi beheime, ve'eishotin al pnei hamayim, ve'eimetapchim, ve'eimetapchim, ve'eimeragdim. So these things, there's no lichluchi shal mitzvah in these things. This is Chazal asadit, without batting an eyelash, because there's no there's no mitzvah whatsoever in these anhogis. Ve'elo hain mishum rishus. Now there's other things which is a mitzvah k'tas. That's called a rishus. Lo idonim v'lo mekachim v'lo chelzim v'lo miyamim. Ve'elahim mishum mitzveh, lo'im akdishin, lo'im arichin, lo'im achrimin, lo'im agvin, trume umayser. And then the Mishnah is Messiah, kol elu biyontev omru, kal vochomer b'shabbos. Now, the Mishnah is very unclear. The Mishnah started off by saying, kol shechayovin olav mishum shvus, mishum rishus, mishum mitzveh, b'shabbos, if there's an iser shvus in Shabbos, Chayov Nolov B'yontev. So the Mishnah is saying, if you want to know the Shvusim of Yontev, we learn out from Shabbos. Whatever Yechayev and Shabbos, Yechayev and Yontev. And now the Mishnah starts speaking out Shvusim, and then the Mishnah says, Kolelo B'yontev Omru Kalvochayim B'Shabbos. So the Sefer of the Mishnah seems to be saying, we learn out Shabbos from Yontev. The Reisha was Yontev from Shabbos. So the Tosfos Yontev and the Rabbeinu David HaKohen, one of the Rishonim, says a beautiful pshat that the first bov on the Mishnah is not speaking about these cases. We're speaking about other shvusim which are noyig b'shabbos. So we say the noyig b'shabbos who are in the noyig b'yontev. Now the elu hein mishum shvus. Now we're speaking about shvusim which the only place they're mentioned are by yontev. These are different shvusim. The Tana only mentioned them by Yontem, so the Tana is Messiah. These Shvusim are Avadig Vesosa by Shabbos. The first above of the Mishnah is speaking about other Shvusim, which are not mentioned in this Mishnah, which are also by Shabbos, so who are then the also by Yontem? And the Mishnah is Messiah, Yemein ben Yontem, Le Shabbos, Aloichel Nefesh, Bilba. That is Sirashi. Chayovin Olov, Shloy Lasoise by Yontem. Ve'elu hein dvorim sh'asurim mishum shvus, she'hitilu olav chachomim lishbois mehem, Vein basiyosam shum mitzvah. There's no mitzvah whatsoever. We're speaking about pu'ulis, which there is no mitzvah whatsoever. Chazal asked it. Lo'y oylem be'ilon, kulu meforish b'gmore, amaygozu rabon. Ein metapchin b'yad, ve'ein mesafkin al yorech, ve'ein meragdim b'regel, ve'kulom, all these three things, the purpose of them is l'simcha l'shir. B'gmore meforish, why did Chazal ask this? Gzeire sheme yisakin kenegdon k'lishir, the ka'ovid monet. Now, I hear the shtikol ha'ore, Rashi says later, the taich of reshus is she'ein behem lachluchis mitzvah. That it doesn't, reshus mean, the shvus is speaking about, it doesn't have a lachluchis of mitzvah. It's, and later he says there's something which has a lachluchis shal mitzvah that's called reshus. That they also ask it. And then there's another thing which Amamish HaMitzvah, and they also ask it. That is the Seder of the Mishnah. And we mentioned before that the Mishnah is speaking about these Inyonim Chazal Asad Beyontiv in Kalvachoymer B'Shabbos. Now, when we speak about Metapchin, Mesapkin, Meragdim, V'kulon L'Simcha U'L'Shir, and he's doing it L'Simcha U'L'Shir, So a person is metapeach, he's mesapik, he's merakit in yontif, so lochayre lesimche, so lochayre, isn't that a mitzvah? Lochayre, there's a mitzvah samachta bechagecha, there's a mitzvah to be besimche. And this is called, there's no lachluchi shel mitzvah. I don't understand. The Taisvis Rid, when he says Pshat in our Mishneh, he says as follows. According to the Taisvis Rid, perhaps it would be good, but I don't know if everyone, maybe everyone didn't like the Taisvis Rid. The Taisvis Rid says that these three categories, Rishus, Shvus, Rishus, and Mitzvah are speaking about Bechoil. If Bechoil it's nothing, if Bechoil it's a Rishus, or Bechoil it's a Mitzvah. So these three shemes are not, do not originate from Anhogi and Shabbos. These three things, which are b'chol, nothing, or reshus, or a mitzvah, so memeile, these three things, Chazal asad b'Shabbos. Yontif. So memeile, so if it's going on chol, so it's very good, so take b'chol, even though mitzvah g'del li is b'simche, but al kaponim, I don't know if there's a mitzvah of rikud, and the simcha l'shir in b'chayil, so maybe then they understand it a little bit. The elu hain mishum rishus klayma shahoyel lonu lahatiram. Now we're going to speak about a second madrege. These things are rishus mishum shein kroivim lemitzvah. These things are close to being a mitzvah. Ba'osrum chachamim. And the Chachamim asked this also, even though it's close to being a mitzvah. Hay de korile rishus. Why is this called rishus? Mishum hanach de boi lemisne b'seifa da ve mitzvah gemure. He wants to say that he's going loizu avzu, that not only the things which there are no mitzvah whatsoever they ask it that something that's called liyas mitzvah. Loizu that's kovli is mitzvah they ask that for something that is a mitzvah gemur. Legabeihem, and so the word reshus is relative. Legabeihem, legabi a mitzvah gemure kori lahanach mitzii reshus. So then this middle category is called the reshus. Ulahanach kamoi, in the first one's kori shvus. The iser shvus gomo yesh behem, lefish ein ben tzad lesali gzeres chachamim eleim. There's no havamina, there's no reason that we shouldn't be goyzer. She'ein behem lachluchis mitzvah. The anhogis and the reisha, there's no lachluchis mitzvah whatsoever. Leidon in din, lemekatshin isha. Bigmor meforish, am I korele reshus? Lachere, these are mitzvahs. Din is a mitzvah, and kiddushin is a mitzvah. Leimagdishin, hagdeshes, marichin, elkecho, alai. פנויסן כפישונים כמו שקוסו פשס אלכן, למחרימן רבי מזוכרם, וסתם חרומים לבדק הבייס, which is also a mitzvah. סוק דגמור, לאי אילן באילון גזירו שמו יתלוש, אם היית ביטלוש, ולאי רויך ונגע בי בהימה, גזירו שמו יצא חוץ לתחום. He might go out chutz l'tchum. Like the Gemara, shema mino tchumim de reise, if they were goyzer, oich von agabi behem, because he might go out chutz l'tchum, so if it's tchumim li ad rabbonu, so it's a gzeire le gzeire, so it's a raya tchumim is a de reise. A le gzeire, shema yachtech zmoire, he might come and be chaitach azmoire, and chitach azmoire is also als keitzer. בלוישותין על פני המים, גזירה שמייסה חוביש של שיוטת. למטפחים, למספקים, למרקדים, גזירה שמייסקן קלישיה. הלד הסירש. שמו יאללה ויתלויש, דהווה איסור מדרייסה, דיינו קיצר, שטוילש מן המחובה. שמו יצא חוץ לתחום, ושמיתוך שאיני מהלך ברגלו, ואיני רואה סימוני התחומים. L'chayre would seem from here that you say roichiv kemahalach. The Issa, if he's going out chutz l'tchum, is l'chayre, the whole Issa is, he's not allowed to walk out chutz l'tchum. That's the Issa. So if he's, so you see, I mean, if he's on a behemoth, so he'll also be over the Issa of chutz l'tchum, that's roichiv kemahalach. But Gemara says, tchumim is ad rabbonim. שמעם נתחומים מדרייס, מדגוזר רכיבו אותו תחומים, די מדרבונו, אבו אוסר מלסחיתי משום דידי. שם יחתך זמוירה להקויסוס, הוא מוס, it's a different reason, he might go and cut off a זמוירה, ואבו קויצו מן המחובה. חובי של שיוטין, כלי של גומה או גוימה, like עצי גוימה, טייבה של גוימה, שאירגן אויסוי, it's woven together, ואויסן כמין חוביס ארוך על המידם בילושת, and one learns to swim from this חוביס של שיות. Now, let us just see for one second the Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel, the line after it says Yerushalmi, so this in the Mitneima in Oilem Be'ilom, why isn't one oila b'ilon in Yontif? Shema yishkach v'yoichel, he might come and eat. Shema yishkach v'yaret, or he might go and shake the tree and will be meire de peres. So l'chayre, so kan shayil ha-ben, and if he'll go and eat, what will be? So l'chayre, s'mleches eichel nefesh. So l'chayre di Yerushalmi l'shitosai, Tais is on the Avgimel brought down that Yerushalmi brings a droshe, that Koidem Lishe is also, because it's a deraisa dike droshe. So, Ktsiris Peiris is also mina teire, so it's very good. So they were goyzer, one is not permitted to be oyla ala ilon, he might be toilish a peiri, and that's an iso de arais. But let us go to the Shita Saran. The Shita Saran is that Ktsiris is also mina rabbonah. The Chazal asked Ktsiris Peiris, because maybe the Derech Ktsiris is your Kaitzel Liyomim Rabim, some Amela, so they asked Ktsiris, but Ktsiris is only also Mida Rabon. So how do we understand our Gemara? Le'oilim be'ilig Zeres, Shema Yitloish, or the Din is Le'reichel Agabe Beheime, Shema maybe he might go Shema Yachter Zmoire. No, if Ktsir is Adarabonon, if Ktsir is Adarabonon, so just like the Gemara asked by Tchumim, the Gemara asked if Tchumim is Adarabonon, so they asked Rechiva to Tchumim, Tchumim is Adarabonon. So Lechire, so if Ktsir is also Adarabonon, so why did they ask Oilim Be'ilon? Why did they ask Reuchman Agabi Beheime? So l'chayra, I thought, what's the kasha? Could be according to the Ran. It's not speaking about, it'll be, like the Yishalmi says, it'll be kaitza peiris. It'll be kaitza a branch. It'll be kaitza a branch. So l'chayra, that's not oichel nefesh. But I just But I just had a shtickle problem. The Ran says, Lamaise, if a person is by Keya Eitzim, for Chimum, so that's called Eichel Nefesh. So Lechere, that's called Bamish Eichel Nefesh. So Lechere Minatere, one is permitted to be, to cut branches for Chimum. Then the Ran said further that just like one is permitted, so since one is permitted to be Bekeya Eitzim for Chimum, so it can be Bekeya Eitzim for Bishul, even though Lagabi Bishul it's called Machshir Yechel Nefesh, but Mitoich, this Bekeya is Mutter Letzayre Chimum, so it's Mutter Letzayre Bishul also. So Lechere, if one would be permitted to cut a branch Letzayre Chimum, so you should be permitted to cut a branch to ride the behemoth also. I mean, there's nothing wrong with riding a behemoth on Yontif. So Tzeich Yontif, he wants to go to the base medrash. No, the behemoth isn't too cooperative. So why don't you say mitoich? So lechere minatoich k'tzir is mutter. So lechere, why don't you say mitoich according to the Ran? It was very unclear. I mean, if you learn that Ktziris is Mutter Midarabonon, Lochera Ktzira Letzere Chimum should be Mutter Midarabonon, that's Eichel Nefesh, so you should say Mitoich, and Ktzira Letzere Chetiches Zmeire should also be Mutter Midarabonon, and then you shouldn't make a Gzeire. Unless you'll say a branch that's growing on the tree is not Roy Lechimum, it's too wet, it can't... So there's no ruuyis of eichel nefesh by a fresh branch. It doesn't burn. So that could be. So then it's then pasnish mitoich. Before we see Taisvis, let us just see the very interesting Yerushalmi that Rabbi Nachmanan brings down. This is two lines after the Yerushalmi we had seen till now. Minema Eilim Bilan Shem Yishkach VeYoichel. Rabbi Yoine. It's four lines from the bottom in the Rabbi Nechananel. Rabbi Yoine VeChavraya. Very interesting Yerushalmi. There was a machlokes Rabbi Yoine VeChavraya in the Chaverim. What was the machlokes? Chul Rina Oimel. One of them said, Bein hochin osa. In the iser of emesapkin, emetapkin, so it's no difference if he claps normally or he claps with a shinui. It's no difference. They asked everything. Verabyoina omar, that's what the Chavrai said, achoyri yedein shori. If you'll clap with the back of the hand into the palm, so that's a shinui, that's muta. There was alte Yidin at the times of Rav Yoine. They used to clap on Shabbos and then they would have shinui. Achoyre day b'Shabbat. Now the Yerushalmi says Amaisa. Behilule de Rav Shimon Berebi. There was a Sheva Broches of Rav Shimon Berebi. Rav Shimon the son of Rebbe. Havi metapchin achoyre yedaye b'Shabbat. So they were singing and they clapped. They clapped achoyre yedaye. Ova Rab Meir v'shama kolin. So Rab Meir passed by the house. He hears me clap. Oma Rabbi Seinu hutra Shabbos. Oh, we make sure mechalo Shabbos sein. Rab Meir was a merdike kanoi vaistois. Shama Rabbi kolin. And Rebbe, it seems, got very hurt. Omar mihu zeh shebo l'radeseinu b'seich b'seinu achutz b'someone's going to, in our house, he's going to tell us what we're doing, we're machal Shabbos. Shoma Rebbe Meir kolei de Rebbe. Rebbe Meir heard Rebbe's call. It seems Rebbe was very much annoyed. V'orak, he started running. He didn't want to get into an asik now. Novkin Pirye Basre Mifri. So the Mephoshim saying to Yerushalmi, so Rebbe was Rabbein Anossi, he had the bodyguard there, he had Avodim over there, so they started chasing him. We have to show, not to say that Shadow chasing him with sticks also, so that other than the portion of the Shamisim. Some of those are negative and stuff. But Kaponim, they say they're just chasing this Machutzef that he's telling them that they're Machal Shabbos. So Nofkim, Pirye, Rotzim, Basrei, Mifrei. So Ramei was running and they were running. Avrich, Ruche, Pikoile, Min Al-Kodle, de Ramei. So Ramei was wearing a Suda, but now he was running and there was a wind, so somehow the wind lifted up the Suda, so the back of his neck was exposed. Oidik Rebbe min kevosa, and Rebbe is looking out of the window to see this is a very interesting maisa that's happening. Sayyid started criticizing them, they started chasing him, and all of a sudden they see that his Suda gets lifted up. V'chama kodloi de Rameya min achoyre, and he saw the back of Rameya. Oma loi zochisi le toira ela aldei de chimis kodloi de Rameya min achoyre. So Rabbeinu HaKodesh said on himself that he was zoiche to be amechudet b'toire because he was zoiche to see the back of the neck of Rameya. And Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish Tavayu Amru, Leizachinen Leoraise, we were Zoiche to Godless Beteire El the Chazinen Etz Beosei De Rebbe Minglokinon Di Yode. That when we were Zoiche to see the fingers of Rebbe, when the Psazei Minglokinon means when that they stuck out of the sleeve, so Memele, So that's how we were zeiche for Torah. So it's a moira de kezach that it seems hasogis in Torah, even though there's a klal of yagatav loy matzosa tamin loy tamin. But there's a din of yegiya, but it seems there's a besondere skule if someone sees a lebedike sefer Torah, a person who has kedusha sefer Torah. This was Rameya. A person can be zoiche to gewaldike hasogis and teure by being mistakel on a Talmud Chochem, on a tzaddik. I just can relate that I know in the Manchester Roshiva Zechayinu Levroche he came to my daughter's chasanem, so that Shabbos was Parsha Zocher. So Shabbos Parsha Zocher, he went to Monroe, to the Satmar Rebbe Zecheinu Levroche, Parsha Zocher, and he told to the Hasidim that you should look into the eyes of the Rebbe. And the whole time he was staring the eyes of the Satmar Rebbe. So Al Koponim, Weistoist is a gewaldike Inyan to be mistakel in the Tzadik. So Weistoist from the Yerushalmi Yoichet. Let us see Taisvitz. Shema Yase Chavi Shal Shaitan. Perish HaKuntarich. Shal Loikhin Kanim. They take, these are types of reed. Voise Kain Chavis Vishot Pem. Because Dosnan Be'elu Tahirim Beklicheres is a mission in Kalim. Tavlo Shain Lolavaz Vizin. Vachavi Shal Shaitan. So you see that a Chavi Shal Shaitan is made as a Klicheres. Alma de Cheresu, Lachain Nirali Shu Kli Cheres, She'ein Loi Pesach. That it's a sealed Kli Cheres. Umitoichach and Yochel Ishtakeya, but mind, that's where it doesn't sink. Vishen Amai Mecholim Likonis Lesoiche, Lekach Tzof Hopnei Amai. He says, we see the Mishnah says in Kalim that a Chovi Shol Shaitan is made out of Cheres. The Megillah Shlomo wants to emphasize, he wants to say as follows. He says, Zichir Rashi knew this Mishnah that he can have a Chovish Shol Shaitan made out of Cheres, but Rashi held this Gzeire ain't shotin, you're not permitted to go swimming, is because he's gonna go and make a Kli Cheres and then put it into an oven and heat it. That they made such a Gzeire, he says. I mean, first of all, you need a professional, and not a push the balabos can make a klicheres. And then it's a mirdik avoid that they will go there. If you go swimming, you might do such a maloche. So he said, therefore, Rashi said, forget, they were afraid something else. He says, near the water, there's a lot of reeds there. a person is not makil, he flechts them together a little bit, he doesn't think he's making such a gewaldic as that. And lemaisi he's made, this also is a teres keli. So memela that it was a gzeire, but he'll make a chobishol shaitan of cheres, it never was a gzeire. One is not permitted to dan, to dan in Shabbos. Yontif, we're talking about. Why do you call this a rishus? This is a mitzvah. That there's someone else that's better than him. That means, so that's not a true mitzvah. That means the mitzvah b'shlei Musa would be if you go to the tzedek tzedek tirdoif, aloichach abez niyofi, you go to those who are expert in these halachas. There's better dayonim than him. So this is not a real mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah gemurim. So that's why it's called a rishus. Rashi, a mitzvah ka'ovid, or my korele rishus, or moses dikadod of mine. Bloy mekachim, wa mitzvah ka'obit, lo yitzriche de islai isho bone. What does Rashi say? Bloy mekachim, wa mitzvah ka'obit, she noise isho liflois velirbois, wa maiko korile rishus, islai isho bonim, shnei schorm lo bei shamay, or zoche nekevi lo bei silu. That's bonim. Bonim is either two sons or a daughter and a son. Vesulai mifkid kulahai. So then there's not such a mitzvah, k'demrine b'yabomis. Umiyak tas mitzvah ike, k'da omar baboike zera zarchol erev at otonach yodecha. There's a tas mitzvah, a lachluchas shal mitzvah. That's why it's called a reshus. Now, I have a psashtikal problem on this gemore. The gemore asks Akashem a mitzvah ka'ovit. Now, we are speaking about Kedushin. He's making Kedushin. Ein Mekatsh. Kedushin, Lochayre, has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Pirya Berivya. And Rashi jumps, Shanoise Isha, we're not talking about Nesuin, we're talking about Kedushin. Shanoise Isha Lifrois Velilbois, Rabbi Korele Rishus. So we jump to Nesuin and Pirya Berivya, and the Gemara answers, he has a Isha Bonim. The Shiltis in Mitzvah Kuf Samechei says as follows. The Mechaivin, the Beis Yisroel, Le Mintzev Noshi, there's a mitzvah to marry, Va'iludi Boni, and to have children. U'mi'asik Bepiria Verivia. Le Mintzev Noshi, Va'iludi Boni, to marry Noshim and to have children. Tachsiv, Krechu noshim aposek in Yirmiye vahilidu bonim ubonis. So the Hemek Shaila explains the Shitas HaShiltis, that the Shiltis holds that the Iker mitzvah of Pirya Verivye is al yidei kedushin v'chupe. That's the Seder. Yirmiye said the Seder. Krechu noshim vahilidu bonim ubonis. So memele. So the Gemara held that Kedushin, that's the aschol of the mitzvah. That's how you mekayim pibibibi. You make Kedushin, the lady will make the suin, the lady will be boiled. But al kaponim, this already, that's a mitzvah. The Gemara called this, that is the oifin you mekayim pibibibi. And that this is the lashon of the shiltas. Now, he says this is not like the rosh. There's a Rosh in Ksubis. The Rosh in Ksubis is a Moirdike Pilpul, a Riches. He asks, he says, the broche of the Birches Eirisen is a unique broche. We don't find such broches. He says, Ashikichanam Mitzvoisa, Vitzivon Alaroyis, Vasilonos Arusis, Vitlonos and Suison, Echupe Vekdush. It's a modern broche. You should say, Habichas HaMitzvahs, you should say, Shon Mitzvahisa V'tzivonu, the Kaddish HaSeisha. You talk about everything under the sun besides the mitzvah, says Kishonim Mitzvahisa. So the Rosh says something very interesting. He says, the mitzvah is Piriya V'rivya. The mitzvah is not kedushin. There's no mitzvah of kedushin. There's a mitzvah of piyuv rivya. So he says, he takes three cases. He says, what if a person has children already? So he had he got children through a pilegish. So there's no mitzvah for him to marry. He was mekayem rivya already. So there's no mitzvah for him to marry an isha. He has children already. Well, what'll be if a person is marrying an akoreh, a zakeinah? So there's also no mitzvah. So in these two cases, the zikr can make a broche, because there's no mitzvah for Yivaribia. Here he has children. Here he will never have children. And he says, what'll be if a person will marry l'shem per Yivaribia? He doesn't have children and she's not an akoreh. Aber given the efshe lekayim piriye veribye beloy kedushin, but the kedushin is not an intricate chaylik, a necessary chaylik for piriye veribye. It can be mekayim piriye even without kedushin. So memela, so it's not a mitzvah. So therefore, they never masakan a birchas a mitzvah. So therefore, they made a different nusach in ganzen. That's what the Rosh says. So the Hemek Shaila says, Fakert, the Shiltus is Chaylik on the Rosh. The Shiltus is Chaylik on the Rosh. The Shiltus holds Fakert. That's the Seder of Piriyev Ribya, not that one. The Rosh says, Efshalakayim Piriyev Ribya, like Kedushin. No, that's not the way you Mekayim. The Rosh says, you're allowed to do it. He says, no, the Shiltus says that the Seder is Lemintziv noshi velude boni. That's the posik. Kichu noshim velidu boni. Fine. That's one shtickle. So lechayra I had a psahore. So how did the Rosh learn this Gemara? According to Fakert, Rashi jumps right away to Piriyev Ribya. This is very good, like the Shiltis. And Fakert, this is the Seder. Kichu noshim velidu boni. So Memele. So this is the Seder. How one. As one is Mekayim Piriyev Ribya, this is the Seder of Piriyev Ribya. So the Gemara says this is a mitzvah. So the Gemara says no, but the Mishnah wants to tell us, in the case where it's not a mitzvah, it doesn't have to be a mitzvah, that yesh la'isha bonim. So it's good, but according to the Rosh, that there's no mitzvah, so what's the Gemara's kasha for mitzvah ka'ovit? What mitzvah is he Mekayim? The Rosh time is it's not a mitzvah. So the kedushin is not a chelik of piriyev ribya. So there's no mitzvah. The Rosh holds there's no mitzvah. So what's that? How did the Rosh learn our Gemara? The mitzvah kovet. That was one ha'ora I had. Then later, the shiltas of the Hemek Shaila brings down a second hanoche. That the Rambam weistachois, that there's a besonder on Piriyev Ribya, there's a besondere mitzvah of Kedusha. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Isha says, Kivin she nitna teure li Yisrael, nitztavu, she im yirtze ha ish, li sa isha, yikna oisa tchila befnei eide. That before Matan Teure, there was a different seide, without a kinyin. But noch Matan Teure, nitztavu, if a person wants to marry an isha, he has to be kind to her first. The lekuchin elu mitzvahs asay shel Torah. So if a person wants to marry an isha, there's a mitzvah to make kedushin. So the hemek shailas medak from the loshna Rambam. So the mitzvah of kedushin is no shaychus at all with piri veribia. There's a mitzvah if you want to make nisuin, you have to make kedushin first. Ki yikach ish isha. You should make kikicha a kinyan, then you should be boiler. That's his medak from the Loshna Rambam. So I didn't understand that Gemara. So the Gemara is the kashiv a mitzvah ka'ovid is meiradik. This alone is a mitzvah. The Rambam says, likuchan eilu mitzvah sasei shel teire. This alone is a mitzvah. Don't to jump to piriyev ribya. So what does the Gemara answer? The isla isha bonim, gesunta hei. But if he wants to marry this lady, he's mekayim a mitzvah. This is a mitzvah deraisa. I don't understand. According to the Shiltas, it would be very good, the Loshon HaGemara. Now, what's the Gemara's teretz? The Gemara answers the Isla Isha al-Bonim. It's no mitzvah. because here is a isha bonim. So lechayre, why does he have to have an isha? Lechayre, the Gemara should test. They say he has bonim. The kasha was there's a mitzvah piri v'rivya. Shenayis the isha lifleis v'lirbois. But my caller is shoes, so it's a mitzvah piri v'rivya. So the Gemara should answer that he has children. Why does he have to have a wife? I don't know. Perhaps the Gemara means, there's a Gemara in Yevomis, Tav Samach Aleph Amid Beis, Omar Shmuel, Afa Pi Shiesh Lei Laodom Kama Bonim, Osa Lamed Bola Yishe Shnema Lei Toiv Hiyais Haodom Levadai. There's a Psanin Lei Toiv Hiyais, so could be, if he wouldn't have an Ishe, could be, even though the Gemara says a Beloshin Issa, but maybe this is also a mitzvah. If he doesn't have a wife, there's a mitzvah to get married. So this would also be a mitzvah. This wouldn't be called a rishus. Could be this is called a mitzvah gemurah. So that's why the gemurah has to say that he has a wife and children. Then it's a ktas mitzvah. The Mishnah says further, Loi chilzin v'loi miyamim. Fact the Gemara was mitzvah kovit. Again, this is a mitzvah. Yidim is a mitzvah. Loi tzricha dike godel. There's a godel. O mitzvah begodel liyab. There's a mitzvah begodel liyab. So memele. So the mitzvah bishlei musa yuketikuno is when the godel is miyab. Now this cotton went and was miyabim, so it's not a mitzvah gemur al kaponim. So mamil, that's why he called it a rishus. So the Shita Mekibetzis asks, that's good by yibum. There's a mitzvah begodol liyabim. But by chalitza, the Gemara says in Yevomis, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that there's no mitzvah by the godol to make chalitza. Anyone can make chalitza. So lechayre by chalitza we have the kasha. So it's a mitzvah. So he says by chalitza could be bachlal not shver, because the Moses chalitza b'mokim yibum lav mitzvah. Chalitza bachlal wasn't shver. That is, it's takanat a mitzvah. The mitzvah is only yibum, and that the Gemara says that there's a godel. Let us see Rashi. Mitzvah begodel ha'achim liyabim v'naf kolam v'hoya b'cher, that the yibum should be to the b'cher. Then the Gemara for Zeus, the kulu time of my gzeira shema yichtav. All these things are also as gzeira shema yichtav. So Rashi says, psak din ledinim. That's why ain't donim. Ushtar eresin lekedushin. If you make kedushin, you make a shtar eresin. Ushtar chalitza lechelatzes. Uksu beliyevome. So that's why they answered these in yonim. Let us see Taisvis. Zog Taisvis, wa mitzvah kovit, perish akuntris, baha v'leila mechshevinu, baha di'inoch. That means, we have three categories of shvus, rishus, mitzvah, so these things belong in the category of mitzvah. U'mishani loitzriche, de'ike de'odiv minei. That there's a better bezden. So that's why he didn't put it in the sefer. So then it could be the gamba the leka the odef minei also. That means the whole pilpul of the Gemara is only akasha in seder. Why was ein donim put in category B? It should be put in category C. So Moshe says, no, we're talking about such an ein donim, and that belongs in category B. If it'll be a different endonim, we put it in category C, but we're talking about an endonim dika da odif minei. V'chaim pirishnami gabi loy mekatshim ha mitzvah ka'ovit. Also the same, so it belongs in category of mitzvah. M'shani dis la yishe bonim. Mashma afilu ein la yishe bonim ikom akimosa. That means the whole pilpul of the Gemara is, why did you stick it In the category of rishus, stick the is in the category of mitzvah. That means, I tzich also, but only shayla was in the seder of the mission. The kosher, the omer bepeg dinim momenis, lefikach in donim loy berev shabbos loy berev yontif, Echelevet ledeine bimali shabse, belikt le bishabes, ein reziche deuche shabes, le mishani mishum de ein don. Now, the kasha of Tosfos is very misleading. You have to see the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says as follows. You're not dan erev Shabbos, because maybe they'll be dan l'chayiv, and you have to be mele nesadin, so you can't paskin erev Shabbos. Take the Gemara, okay, so let's be dan erev Shabbos. They'll be mele in the din, and they'll make the Gemara din in Shabbos, and they'll kill him in Shabbos. So Gemara says, no, you can't kill him in Shabbos. So we hear for you on this Chayra Taisis is going on this, the Rashba says Klo from this Gemara. So Taisis is going on the Gemara is Takasha, let's make the din Erev Shabbos. Let's make the Gemara din in Shabbos and we'll kill him in Shabbos. So Taisis said, Akash, what should I make the Gemara din in Shabbos? How can you make the Gemara din in Shabbos? And you can't, and we're there, we're speaking about Sanhedrin. V'leim shani mishum dein donim. Mash m'nosin de besanhedrin de bestom aleka odif minayu shapir donim. So Tosfos wants to be medayik from that gemore, not like Rashi. We'll see later the main atam learned pshat in the gemore asked it's a mitzvah, and if it's a mitzvah, you're allowed to do it. Not if it's a mitzvah, stick it into the next category that you're not allowed to do it. If it's a mitzvah, you're allowed to do it. And the Gemara asked over there, let's be done in Shabbos and make and be manish in Shabbos. So the Gemara seems to say the only thing that's wrong is that you cannot to kill in Shabbos. But to make a Gemara din in Shabbos, you're allowed to make a Gemara din. So zet men doch verkehrt, that if it's a mitzvah Gemura, you're allowed to do it in Shabbos. Not like Rashi. V'yesh liyashiv d'nechalei lashas l'meimel taime leser min ha-teire v'lei leser al mid rabonim. He says, the kasha was, let's make the Gemara din in Shabbos and kill in Shabbos. So you can answer, you're not to make a Gemara din mid rabonim. You can answer also, you're not allowed to kill min ha-teire. So the Gemara said, not to kill min ha-teire. I mean, what's his name to say gefelach? The Rabbi Netam perish, but the Rabbi Netam did not learn like this. The Rabbi Netam learned pshat na gemore, doha mitzvah ka ovid va'amai gozru. That's pshat the gemore's kasha. The gemore asked, since this is a mitzvah, why were they goyzer? They shouldn't have been goyzer. Umishani, you're right. They shouldn't be goyzer. Leitzrich dis la isho bonim. Avlim ein loy isho ubonim. Mutter likadish de mitzvah ka ovid. When the Tam Taka says a different shot in the Gemara, and the Tam says, the Gemara asks, why did they ask when it's a mitzvah, it's a choshev mitzvah, the Gemara answered, you're right, by a good mitzvah Taka, you're allowed to do it in Shabbos, you're allowed to be done in Shabbos, if there's like a dod of mine, you're allowed to make kedushin in Shabbos, if there's like if there is Eila Isha Bonim, Hagavurche. The Shita Rabbeinu Tam, the Rashba also is like Rabbeinu Tam, is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah brings down the Rabbeinu Tam, and there was a Mirdike Maise Shehoi, and the Ramah brings it down in Shulchan Aruch, that there was a Psa Maise, that there was a Chasne scheduled for Erev Shabbos, and there was a big Machloikis over there with the Ksuba and the Nadin and Hin and Her, and it got late, and it got Shabbos, and the Ramah held that if you won't make the Kedushin in Shabbos, so there'll be a Bezoyin for the Kale, so the Ramah was Masad the Kedushin in Shabbos, at Tzemech given after Rabbeinu Tam, B'Shas HaTrach, he was Tzemech and Rabbeinu Tam, if I'm not mistaken, in the Tshuva, there also was music, there also Tzemech and Shittas HaTosfos, that Bizman HaZeh doesn't go the Issa from the Metapchim, and does because when Aboki B'Klishir, and the Oyat Mengeret after Ramah, he writes, and the Tshuva also, the world was against him, Abba Kaponim, the Ramah was on the side of the Kedushin in Shabbos, he was Semech and the Rabbeinu Tam. V'koshe, so now Tosfos says, Agavuche, the Rashba asks Amir de Kekashan Rashi. He asks Kekashan Rashi that, he asks as follows, according to Rashi, the Gemara asks, why was the Ein Donim put in category B of Rishus? Put it in category C in Mitzvah. So Gemara says, talking about that he has Isha Bonim. So like the Rashba, you're talking about a Maisa Shehoya. We're talking about Halochis. The Din is Ein Mekachin. Now, Mekachin, there's a Mekachin of Rishus. There's a Mekachim of Mitzvah. Both of them is a Mekachim. And so why did he pick out the a Mekachim of a Rishus? Why didn't he speak about the a Mekachim of a... It's a bigger Chiddush. A Mekachim of a Mitzvah. If he wants to tell us a Mekachim, we'll tell us a Mekachim of a Mitzvah. Then I'll know how Rishus of Adi Gevissel be Yosef. So why isn't he talking about it? You just tell him, he's talking about this. Frech the Rajba, why isn't he talking about that? Why isn't he talking about a Mekachim and a Yibun and a Donim that is a Mitzvah? That's the Rajba's Kash and Rash. Well, let him talk about both. Why? He just speaks about a certain case. The Shita Mekabetzes seems to answer this Kashi, Lashita's Rashi. Shimetzes seems to say, the Tanna wanted to tell us three categories. There's a Shvus, there's a Rishus, and there's a Mitzvah. In Fakert, he says, for example, he says, an Oilem Be'ilon. So he says, that's a Rishus. It's no Mitzvah whatsoever. What about a person wants to be Oilem Be'ilon to get a Shaifer? He says, we're not talking about that. We're talking, the Tanna wants to tell us three categories. I want to speak about something that is a shvus, that is no mitzvah whatsoever. So he's speaking about an oilin be'ilon, that there's no mitzvah. That's what he's speaking about. He wants to speak about something that is a rishus. He wants to speak about three madregas. So the only rishuyes over here, the only rishus means lichluach mitzvah. So all these lichluach mitzvahs, there's a possibility it could be a mitzvah gemurah also. That's true. But he wants to speak about such a category also. He wants to speak about three categories. There's no lichluach mitzvah. There is a lichluach mitzvah. There's a mitzvah gemurah. So what the Tanna wants to tell us, he only wants to speak, there's mitzvahs also. So he spoke about mitzvahs later. Magdishin, Marichin. I spoke about mitzvahs. But he wants to speak about this category also. So therefore he's speaking about inyonim, which is only a ktsas mitzvah. So that's kedushin, sheesh leisha bonim, that's donim when the zika the other minay, etc. The kosh, now Taisvus asks the kosh and Rabbeinu Tam says that a mitzvah of kedushin, one is permitted to make in Shabbos. It seems in Yom Kippur. They misak nisheres and they make the kedushin in Yom Kippur. In fact, the Yishalmi are like koinin like kinyan b'shabbos. How you allowed to do that? It's a kinyan. U'mishanin ein shvus b'migdash. So Yishalmi answers ein shvus b'migdash. V'lishani frektois v'slet the Yishalmi answer d'shori fakert. That's not a kasha with a teretz. Kiven de mitzvah ka'ovit. Da kiven shemeisa ishtoi mitzvah lo elisa isha acheres. Boy, the ka'ovit mitzvah de chsive kipa bada yabad beisai. So it's a mitzvah. Elavad ishloim kiperish ha-kuntres. Now, Taisus asks two kashas. The second kasha is very understandable. Taisus says, let Yishalmi answer it's a mitzvah, because it's not a mitzvah. Yes, if his wife died, so he needs to keep a body of Adbeisa, he needs a bias. So Memela, so it's a mitzvah. So it's a mitzvah, you're allowed to do it. The first kasha, kivin shemeisa ishta mitzvah leilisha isha acheres, what's the mitzvah? Maybe he has children. What's the kasha? It's a mitzvah. Who says it's a mitzvah? So unless, as if we were correct before, that al-teiva yeis o-odam levadoi is also a mitzvah, Le'teiva yeis o-odam levadoi is also a mitzvah, so that's what Taisus means. Since his wife died, so there's a mitzvah to marry an isha. How's that? Others say that Taisus means if he didn't have children, so then there's a mitzvah. It's very unclear to say that. That's what Taisus. So from this Yerushalmi, we have a raya like Rashi. That what? That it's not permitted. Rabbi Netam's kasha from the Gemara Sanhedrin, the kasha midi Sanhedrin, the koma oche time is yichtoiv. That the whole time it's also reshema yichtoiv. The kivin the yoshu kvar bedim erev yonta vekos v'divrei mezak divrei mechayvin miboyim kada koma rosom im kein lo yishayach lemigza. So that means, Taisus says, that Gemar Din of Din in the Foshis, from some Gemar Din of Din in Momnes, usually the Gemar Din is the same day.
הגמרדין אבדיני נפושת, וצי צריך להולן הסעדין, אין לך נמי. הגמרדין אבדיני נפושת, does not go into the category of אין דונים. So that's why the Gemara only said, but you can't kill him. Why did Shlaim compare Shrabbeinu Tam? The eyes, what he do with Yerusham? Leikash mid the Kohen Godel, the Shem Achad mitrei time minoket. Maybe the Shalmi said in Shvus b'Mikdash, then you could have said it's Taka Mutter, because it's Taka Mitzvah. The Yerusham wanted to say, according to the Makshin held it is also, so he told him, Afilofishi Toscho, then Shvus b'Mikdash. Then could be could tell him it's Taka Mutter, since it's a Mitzvah. Right afterwards, Yerushalmi says, "There, Omer Rabbi Muna, Hoda Omret, Hoda in the Konsin." He says, "Almalin, if a person is marrying an almone, Tzorch lekainson mi ba'od yoim shaloye kekaine kinyan b'Shabbos. That one should not be kaine kinyan b'Shabbos." So that means the Mefarshim and Yerushalmi say as follows: that an almone does not have a chuppah. That means the chuppah, which we recognize as a chuppah, which is the four poles and the chuppah, that is not koina by almona. So there's a machlokes, either you need yichud, or you need mamish bia, but in order to make nisuin. But the chuppah is not a chuppah. So memela state in Yerushalmi. So if a person married an almona erev Shabbos, so he has to make sure that the yichud also, the yichud or the bia has to be erev Shabbos. You should not make the yichud or the bia in Shabbos, because you're kinda kinya. Bisa nami bereish ksubis birishalmi. Also the same thing. You're not allowed to make the yichud or the bia in Shabbos. For some time, the ad sheloi konas, before he made the knisa in a zakoi bim tsiyoso, the loy be maisi adev loy baforos nadarev, mishekonsa zakoi bekulom, benimsa ke kaini kinyin bishabbos. So Memele, this is the Hemshech of the Yerushalmi. He says, the Yerushalmi is saying, first we asked Akash on the Kohen Gadol, how was he allowed to make the Nisuin? So he said, a teretz. And then we're saying, Bechlal, you have to know, you're not allowed to make the Nisuin in Shabbos, and this is Negeah by an Almon. Now, and so Tosfos explains what's wrong with Nisuin. So Tosfos says, because Nisuin is like, you see, the Rishalmi Estakash, the Rishalmi Estakash by the Kohen Gadol, the Rishalmi Estakash, he's doing by Kohen like Kinyan. So we see the Rishalmi holds that Nisuin has a Teres Kinyan, and here Tosfos explains why, that the Kinyan is because Shekoina Maishedeo, and Mitzioso, so it gets a Teres Kinyan, you're kind of something with it. So the Emerson, Argemore said you're not allowed to make kedushin as gzeira shem yichtoiv. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Shin Lametes kedushin is not called a kinyan. He doesn't have anything yet. Aisha niknis is it's only yisurim she's not allowed to marry someone else. But there's no kinyonim over here. The kinyonim which can be considered kinyonim come about after the nisuin, which is like a kinyan maisi yodel zaynisel mitzios maisi yodel. So the Kohen Gadol is making the suing that has to be Beisoy. So there the Yerushalmi is Takashi, is Kaina Kinyan. And the Yerushalmi is Mamshech that Hu Adin, if a person married an Almona Erev Shabbos, he has to make sure to see that the Yichud or the Bi has to be also Erev Shabbos, not in Shabbos, because then he'll be Kaina. So this also stems with the Rabbeinu Tam. It's a mitzvah. Vunami keluk me b'shiyesh lo yisha bonim. That Yerushalmi is speaking about the yesh lo yisha bonim, so it's not a mitzvah gebura. Umahai taim edem mekatsim v'shinire ke koine kinyin, osa kemoikein losis get b'shabbos. So Taisva says, they're not to give a get b'shabbos, because if someone's also a kinyan, the kaina satsma beget, but misses abal, it's also a kinyan. Now, I don't really understand this nekuda of Taisvis. I mean, if Taisvis wants, like, Taisvis that found a metziah, Taisvis found a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, you're not allowed, luchere mekanshin is lavdavkets, luchere nesin. Aber Lechayr Yerushalmi said, Agamara said, you're not allowed to make Kedushin als Gzeire Mishum Gzeire Shema Yichtay. That's what Agamara said. The Yerushalmi, which is speaking about Nisuin, says you're not allowed to make Nisuin als Enkoinen. So Taisa says, no, according to the Yerushalmi, you won't be able to give a get also. Kabay Ken lost his get for Shabbos. So I don't understand why Taisvis has to bring a ride and not to give a get from a Yerushalmi. Our Gemara is much better than the Yerushalmi. Our Gemara says, now to make a Kedushin Shema Yichtoi. So what does Rashi say? He might go right a Shtar Eresen. So Mamela, you're not allowed to give a get because he might go and write a get. And then it's not so state in Rashi, but not so state in Mishnah Berurah. So I don't understand Taisvis seems like Taisvis is building from the Yerushalmi, you're not allowed to give a get, and but the lomdus of the Yerushalmi, lachir, it's poshet, you're not allowed to give a get, that's our Gemara. Vakert, the Rashba says, Vakert, you have to write the get in Shabbos. It shouldn't be a mugdim. So, Memele, so, means, so, there's zirak zere shema yichtay. Zog de Gemara weiter. Ve'elu hein mishum mitzveh loy magdishin v'loy marichin v'loy machrimin gzeire mishum mekech memke. Zog Rashi. Le mekech memke domi. This is like mekech memke shemoytzi mershusei l'shus hegdish o mekech memke osa min ha-mikro d'chsi vimtzei chepsucho v'dabo dovo. Rashi before brought a posek in Nehemiah that it's also Nami mekech memke osili de ksiva shitrei mechire, you might come and write a shtar. Vim toim av l'gzeire, so if it comes out to you a geyser, magdishin, oto mekech memke, za gzeire, oto ksiva, kulo chod gzeire. V'loi magviyin trumes o maisres. You're not allowed to be mafresh trumes o maisres. Pshite, so it's poshet. You're a mesakin. That's poshet. Kad the bir aloche. The bir aloche, when he says pshat and the pshit, he says a whole new pshat and the gemara. But the pshit, he says a pshat. He says there's a mitzvah in Shabbos. Es sofik chasheicha, sofik einum chasheicha, ein ma'aschen es avadai. So there's already a mishnah that in Shabbos, in Bein Hashmoshes of Shabbos, you're not allowed to be Ma'aser, so Kolshkin B'yontif. So Memele, so why does he have to tell us the din of Ein Magbi in Trumas HaMaisras? That's Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. That means it says when he says the Shabbos, that Bein Hashmoshes is Osir. And that was the race, whatever is Osir in Shabbos is Osir in Yontif. All these other halachas, he's telling us Yontif the Kedinim. We learn Shabbos from that. But here we already know that if we know already that in Shabbos is also the Safek Hasheicha, Safek Einem Hasheicha. So the Halacha is you're not Ma'aschen as Havadai. So Memele, so who did in Yontav? That was the Reisha, Benish Moshe, Havadai Gives Yontav alone. Tani Rav Yosef Leinitzcha El Litna Lekoyin Boy Bayoy. That Mishnah is coming to tell us you can't go and give it to the Kohen by Bayoy. Zogt Rashi, Tani Rav Yosef, Afilu Litna L'Kohen by Bayoy. Dikala Meima, Lav Muchecha Milsehi Deliskune Tivla Machab. He says, our Mishnah is telling us that he's not permitted to be mafresh to give to the Kohen. The ein yodua sheyehu tzorich l'shirai. We don't know if he needs the shirai. I don't know why he's being mafresh. V'royim shemoylech trume l'koyin u'merzi dekula milsa mishum simchas yontef dekoyin shetzorich lohu afelohochi osa. It's a very interesting Rashi. A Rashi is telling us something very interesting. That theoretically, if a person is mafresh trume, and he doesn't need the shirayim, he doesn't need it. There's got a very interesting taz. Machlok is the taz on Rabbi Kiveger in Yeredeya. The taz says, the mitzvah of trume, what if a person has trume, he's not going to eat it. Is there a mitzvah to be mafresh trume? So the Tarsus is a mitzvah to be mafresh truma. If we don't want to eat it, there's a mitzvah to be mafresh truma. But we guess on the Tarsus, who says? But Al Kaponim, the Tarsus says like that. So Rashi says, Rashi tells us, Amir de Kechidish, if a person has no interest in eating the Shehai, so it is not considered a tikkun moneh. The whole Issa that it says in Masechet Shabbos, Sovik Hashecha, Sovik Hashem, Aschon HaSabadi, means if he wants to eat it. If he wants to eat it, so that's called you're a Mesakim. But that is not my intent. I'm not called a Mesakim, even though it becomes Mutter. So the Gemara is saying, so what if he's being mafrish the Truma with the sole intent of giving it to the Koy? So there could be there's no Isser of Tikkun. So I would think perhaps it's Mutter. It doesn't say in the Mishnah in Shabbos. So our Mishnah is coming to tell us that this is also also. That's how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. The Bir Aloche in Simin Takvov Seif Siv Gimel says Rashi is a Moire de Kedoichik. That's what he says. And he would say a different Pshat in the Gemara. He says a very interesting Pshat. He has a Mishnah in Dmai, but he says something, he wants to say a very interesting Pshat. That Lahalochi wants to say, if a person was mafresh erev Shabbos bedibur trume, like this, the did is nice and ainav of erev yontif. We're talking about yontif, nice and ainav betzad zeh, and he could be he's mad that the betzofen did is trume emaiser. This area is trume emaiser. These 10 apples are trume emaiser. And so he's allowed, as I feel he wasn't mafreshed by Yadayim, it's such trume maiser, so he's allowed to rest. So the Agamore is speaking about that he was mafresh erev yontev bepeh the trume maiser. And it's here, that's on the right side of the keli, these 10 apples, this is trume maiser. But he wasn't mafreshed by Yadayim. So Agamore is telling us that if he wants now to take it in ein magbi in trume maiser, that means that he was mafreshed already, and there's no tikkun mone, because it's mesukin already. You'll have to eat the chulun already. Af al pikein, the second stage of trumas ha-maisres, which is to take the trumas ha-maisres, to give it to the koyin, this is also also beyond.